Noah's flood. Now, did it really happen?
Answers with Ken Ham, Australian lecturer and author on the Book of Genesis. Ken, is there any evidence of Noah's flood anywhere around the world?
Well, the Bible teaches us that about 4,500 years ago, water covered the entire earth. There would have also been volcanic eruptions. The Bible speaks about fountains of the great deep breaking up. It would have been a huge catastrophic event, and only those land animals on the ark would have survived. Actually, Mark, if Noah's flood really happened, you'd expect to find billions of dead things buried in rock layers laid down by water all over the earth. And what do we find? Billions of dead things buried in rock layers laid down by water all over the earth. You know, it's fascinating when you talk to people who tell you there's just no evidence for a global flood anywhere on the earth. All you see, they say, are billions of dead things buried in rock layers. Well, you know, actually the evidence for the flood is all over the globe. It's a sobering reminder that God has judged this world with a catastrophic flood. And this should be a warning. He's going to judge again. But next time, it's not going to be by water. Next time, it's going to be by fire, and that's going to be the final judgment.
If you go to our website today, you'll find out how you can receive a free copy of Ken Ham's faith-building booklet on Noah's flood and Noah's Ark. You'll even discover how the flood of Noah actually sheds light on the disappearance of the dinosaurs. Just visit AnswersRadio.com. That booklet is free at AnswersRadio.com.